shel hanocha. Just the opposite. That when you first put away these fruits, a month ago, you put them away. So, and you came back a month later, and you found out that the fruits are missing. So it's only the first 24 hours, like a month ago, that first day that it was there, that's the only time you're like for sure the peres was still there. But after the first 24 hours passed by, from then on we have to be afraid maybe the peres got lost, and any truma that you made from those peres the last 29 days is no good. Like he's saying a big chumrah. And Rashi says, Shel hanocha, hareze choshes lemafreya. You have to be afraid from before. Kol hayomim, all those days, ad mi'eis le'eshel hanocha, until the last 24 hours from the time you put it there. There's all this time we have to be afraid maybe it was lost. That's the chumrah. That the only time the truma would be good is only the first 24 hours. So more says like this, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, imovdu, if the peiros got lost. When you came home, you went to check to see if those fruits are still there, and you saw they're not there. So the Mishnah says the lashon is hareza choshesh mi'eis li'eis. For a period of 24 hours, you have to be choshesh. You have to be afraid. Maybe it was lost from before. So bishlei malaman diyam. It's very good according to Rabbi Yochanan on the first pshat mi'eis li'eis shel b'dika, that from the time you found it's missing now, we just tell you be machma the last 24 hours shapir. Then it's very good the lashon of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, "Hareze choshesh me'yes li'yes," means you only have to be afraid that it was missing for the last 24 hours. That's all. So it's good the lashon of the Mishnah. But the question is, "Elo leman diyama me'yes li'yes shel hanocha." The old Rabbi Lezer says that it means that only the first 24 hours is okay, but from then onwards, we have to be afraid that maybe it was lost already. If so, hi me'yes li'yes, why does it say a lashon in the Mishnah we have to be afraid only for 24 hours? It should have said, ad me'yes li'yes mi boilei. Should have said we have to be afraid all the way back until the first 24 hours. That's the way it should have said. It should have said we have to be choshesh, ad me'yes li'yes. What does it mean to say, choshesh me'yes li'yes? Not only 24 hours that you're worried about now, it could be 29 days we have to be afraid maybe it was lost. Because we're saying one day after you put it down, it got lost. So the lashon of the Mishnah doesn't fit in well. So Gemara says, Kasha, Staka true, it's a little of a Kasha. According to Rabbi Lezer, the lashon is not mashma that way. Yeah. So Gemara says, Divrei Rabbi Lezer. That's what Rabbi Lezer says in our Mishnah. That what if 24 hours we have to be choshesh either the last 24 hours or from the twice or else after the first 24 hours onwards. So Gemara says that Omer Reb Loza Blaza says chalukin olav chaveirav our Reb Leza. You should know that chomim argue on Reb Leza. Rashi says chalukin means, or Rashi before been explained, Rashi says Reb Loza ben Pados de Gemara Reb Loza ben Shemua de Masnissan Obraisa. That when a Gemara brings down Reb Lezer, it means Reb Lezer ben Pados. Like here, when the Gemara says Amar Reb Lezer, here it means an Amara Reb Lezer ben Pados. And when the Mishnah says it means Reb Lezer ben Shemua. So Reb Lezer ben Pados is saying now that the Mishnah in our Mishnah Shno the Chum argue on Reb Lezer ben Shemua. So Rashi says Chaluk and Viyamu, they say Tliyelam Chashinon. The Chum say no, you always have to be afraid. Since when you came back home now, you saw that the fruits were missing. From the whole time, we have to be afraid. There's no such chazaka like there's a reisa. Since now, when you came home, you saw the peres are missing. So something went on here. So you have to be afraid all the way back from before, also from the beginning, that maybe right away the peres were lost. So therefore, it's not only 24 hours. But it's the whole time you have to be afraid maybe the peres were lost, and therefore any truma that you set aside is no good. What's the proof? Why does Reb Lezer ben Pados say that the Chum argue? Titnan, because we learned the Mishnah like this. It says, Alocha, mikvah shenimdad. If a person has a mikvah, and they went down to count how much water is in the mikvah, v'nimtza chosar, and it came out, the mikvah is not kosher, it's less than 40 saw in the mikvah. It was missing some water. So it says Alocha that Kol Tairoi Shenasu Agabov L'mafreya. Any tyrus, like any type of a thing that was tamei, and he put it into the mikvah to make it tor, so all the way back, Bein Brishus HaYochid, whether it was a Sofik the Tumah happened Brishus HaYochid, or whether the mikvah was Brishus HaYochid, which usually we say a Sofik Brishus HaYochid is tamei, Bein Brishus HaRabim, whether the mikvah was Brishus HaRabim, that usually we say called Sofik Brishus HaRabim is tor, over here Tumayus. Here we say, no, anything that went into the mikveh is still tameh. Because since now, when we checked out the mikveh, we saw it was missing. So there's a reyus here, something's missing now. We say it was missing all the way back since the last time we checked it out. So you see, we're machmer all the way back from the last time it was checked out to say that it was missing all along. And therefore, anything that had to become tor through this mikveh, we say is no good. So you see the Chum argue on Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah. It's not only back 24 hours, but it's the whole time back. So Gemara says, Pshita dechalukim. Like Pshita, what do we need Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas to tell us this? Pshita, the Mishnah in Mikvah, argues on the, our Mishnah. So Gemara says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Maila Mafreya, what does the Mishnah in Mikvah means that says, Kol Tairi Shinasu Agabov LeMafreya? When it says from before, maybe the mafreya only means meyes liyes. It only means the last 24 hours we have to be afraid the mikveh was missing, that it's tameh, whatever went in there. But maybe from before the last 24 hours, maybe the mikveh has a cheskes tyra that tefillah helps? Kamash malon. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas is teaching us now, that the Mishnah Mikvoyis means that when we find the mikveh missing now, we say all along, since the last time we checked it out, it was also missing. And therefore anything that went into the mikveh still remains tamei. This mikveh doesn't have the power to be matayir or anything. So if so, you see the Achachomim argue on Rabbi Elazar from our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda I'm a begimah prokim. If you just says there are three different times of the year that you have to check out your wine to make sure it didn't get sour, it's not spoiled. Tana, we learn like this. Bekidum shel moitzoi ha-chag shel tkufa. That's what you say, the strong east winds, when they start to come on moitzoi chagasukis, that's only if it's in the tkufa of Tishrei. So Rashi says, shel tkufa means in kfar nichnasa tkufa Tishrei. If it started already the tkufa of Tishrei, but if the tkufa of Tammuz is still around, then no. Then you don't have to be afraid, maybe your wine became spoiled. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gimel Prokim three times a year, Moichrin Esatfua. You have a right to sell your grains that you grow. We'll soon see my nafkamina. Now this is the time of the year that you get your best sale, the best money. So we'll soon see, even if there are two shutfim, two partners, that usually one has to get permission from the other one, at these three times of the year, any one of them have a right to sell it, because you'll get your best money then. So, the Gimel Prokim, Moichrines HaTfua, Lefnei HaZera, right before they start to seed the new Tfua, or the Shas HaZera, and while they're seeding the new Tfua, or the Preis HaPesach, right before Chag HaPesach. These three times are very good times. There are three times a year that's very good to sell wine. The price of Pesach right before Chag HaPesach, or the price of Tzeres right before Shavuos, or the price of Chag right before Sukkos. The Shemen, when is it good to sell oil? Meyatzeres v'yelich, from Shavuos onwards. Those are good times to sell oil. So Gemara says, "L'mayhukasa, what's the difference that it's a good time now?" Amarava v'taymira papa l'shutfin. It's an afkamina if you have a partnership between two people. Like Rashi says, "Shein ha'echad yochol limchor shloim midas chaveroi." Usually, when you have shutfis, one person cannot sell without the other one. Excluding these times you get the best price. So therefore, it's like a non-sadi, the other one is for sure maskim, that you should sell it now. Therefore, this time of the year, you have a right to sell it even without asking the partner. Mikan v'yel chmai, what's going to be after this? Amarova kol yoyim epirku. Every day, Rashi says, man elimcher. After this time, every day is also a good time. V'yehi, the pasuk says, Kizroyach HaShemesh, when the sun started to shine, V'yamein Elokim Ruach Kodim, Hashem brought down the east wind, Charishos, it says. Sumara says, my Charishos, what does it mean the wind was Charishos? Sumara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, that means Bishor Shemenasheves, when the wind blew in the ocean, by Yoina, is Oysa Tlomim Tlomim B'yam, that made a lot of rows, a lot of waves in the yam. Omale Rabba said back, Yochi, if so, Hainu Disiv, that's what the Postik says, Vata Hashemesh Arosh Yoina, that the sun hit the head of Yoina, Vayisalof, and he fainted. So what does that have to do with the fact strong winds come? Like when strong winds come, it doesn't make you faint? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabba says like this, it means to say like this, that Bishor Shemana Sheves, when this east wind blows, Mishatekes Kol Aruchas Mifneho, all the other winds stay quiet from because of this wind. V'ayinu D'Siv, that's what the Pasuk says, Hashem Begodecho Chamin, his clothing was hot, V'ahashket Eretz Midorim, that land stepped quiet from the east side, Midorim, from the south. Yeah. It means because of this east wind, all the other winds kept quiet. Yeah. Yeah. So Rashi says, Mishatekes, kol haruchas mefuneho, kishimenashevus, when the east wind blows, b'shas hachoyim, when it's hot, he chama miyer, it's very, very hot, muvatelas sinas kol haruchas, and it takes away the cold from all the other winds. So that's why he fainted, it got so hot. V'lekach shina kosu the grace of Charishos. That's why called Lashon Charishos, it got very hot. Omer Rabbi Tachlifo ba Rav Chizda. Omer Rabbi Chizda. Eimasai b'gdecha chamin, when is his clothing hot? B'shor shehishket eretz midorim. What does that mean? She'b'shor shemen asheves, when the east wind blows, mishatekas kol aruchas mefuneho. All the other winds stay quiet because of this, and then the heat comes out very strong. Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda v'Yasri. They were sitting. Rav Huna and Chizda were sitting down. Chola v'yozo geniva layu. So geniva was passing by them. Geniva started to pass by. So Omar Chav l'Chavri once said, Rav Huna said to Rav Chizda, Neke mikame debar orayin. Let's stand up for geniva. It's a big Talmud Chacham. He knows how to learn a lot. So let's stand up for him. Omar Leidas, the other one said back to him, no. Mikame palgo. Nekum, for a person like Geneva that always has fights, Rashi says, Baal Mariva, Shoyislam Riva, Marukva. He had a fight with Baal Marukva, Shoya Bezdin, so therefore we don't have to stand up for him. But Adahochi, in the meantime, Osi Iyu Lagabayu, as Geneva came to them, Omalus, so Geneva told them, asked them, Bamayas Kisu, what were you learning? What were you talking about? Omrulais, he said back to them, Baruchas. We're talking about this parsha of winds of Ruchas, Tran the Posik. Omulus, the Geneva told him, that Hochi Omar Rav Chonin Barova, Omar Rav, the name of Rav, Dalid Ruchas Menasheves Becholyain. There are four winds that blow every day. Baruach Tzvoinis, the north wind, Menasheves and Kulam, blows with all of them. Shemole came, if not for this north wind, is ein oyla miskayim afilu shorachas. The world cannot stand even for one minute. So Rashi says, Ruach Tzvoinis means noichi, it's a good wind. Loicham of loitzenenis. It's not too hot, it's not too cold. So therefore, you need that all the times. You need this north wind blowing, that keeps the world going. Ruach Dremis, but the south wind, kosher mikulun, that's the worst of them all. Vilmole Benet, if not for this, Rashi says Malach, called Benet, Rashi is also Kenetz, his men are Kenetz, is ma, Vilmole Benet Mamido, Machreb is called Elam Kulma Faneho. If it wouldn't be for this Malach Nates that holds back this south wind, it will destroy the whole world. Shinem and Apostle says, Hamibi Noscho Yaver Nates, Yifresh Kenoth of the Taimon. So, Mashmah, this Nate, the Malach, it's the one that saves. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Have Yasva, they were sitting together. Have Chola v'Yozer Rav Nachman by Yaakov. So Rav Nachman by Yaakov was passing by. The Yosef, he was sitting for Gehurkud of the Hava, like in a golden wagon he was sitting in. Uparah Saleh Sarbala the Karsi. And it was thrown over him this coat, colored blue Karsi, the color of Tchelis. So Rava also Lagabe, Rava went to him. Rava also Lagabe Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Rava also Lagabe, Rava went to him. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Lios Lagabe, Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak didn't come to them. Omar, he said, Dilma, the mice was Rava and Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak was sitting down. And now Rav Nachman Rav Yaakov came by. So Rava went to meet him, and Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak did not go. Why did he not go? He said, Omar, he said, Dilma mi'inshe devei resh galusa ninu. Maybe they're from the people of resh galusa, that he doesn't like them, he's afraid of them. So the government, therefore he didn't want to go to them. Rava tzarech lu, Rava, you have to be close with them. Ano lo tzarech nalu, I don't need them. Therefore, Rav Nachman Yitzchak did not want to go. But the ma'isa was, kidechosa the Rav Nachman by Yaakov hevi, but when they saw that it wasn't from the people of Resh Galusa, but rather was Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, so then Evi Yozel Gabei, both of them went to him. His goli doris, the young covered his arm. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Rav Shilu Dori, Shoy Seruach Mizrochis and Hashevis Vucham Loi, because the east wind was blowing, and it was very hot, so he started to like roll up his sleeves. His Omer, he said, Shad Yonoshev, like the wind is blowing. Omar Rav, Rav said, Hochi Omar Rav, Omar Rav, this is what Rav said, Isha Mapelis boy, from this strong hot wind, an Isha could be Mapel, she could have a miscarriage. Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, Afilo Margolius Beyam Rakevis, even diamonds, pearls in the Yam, could become spoiled from this hot wind. And Rav Yechonon Omar Afilo Shichva Zera, Shebemeya Isha Masrechas boy. Even Shichva Zera, that's the 3 days already in the womb of the wife, could also become spoiled from this hot wind. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Ushloshto Nikrechadosho. The old dash in one pasuk to say that all this can happen from this hot wind. The pasuk says, Kihu ben achin yafriya yovoi kodim ruach Hashem imidbar yoyla v'yevoi shmikoroi. So what does that mean? Yevoi shmikoroi zu mikoroi shalisha. That means that the mikoroi shalisha will dry up. That means uba shibameyo. She may have to have a miscarriage. V'yachre mayono what would destroy the mayon ze shichvazera shibameyo isha. The shichvazera inside. And then, who yisha oitzer means kol kli chemda. Any kli, any nice thing would also be destroyed. Zumagol yisha bayom, even the pearls in the yam, will also be destroyed from this hot wind. Omar Rav said, Adi Suryahu, the daiki kroi. Like Adi Surya, Rashi says, Adovrezem ibnei Suryahu. This learning came from the people of Surya, because they're medayik very good in the psukim. My, that's how the dashin is posik. My, what does the pasuk mean? Kihu beinachim yafri, between the brothers, he'll become multiply. Or my rov, it means like this, that afilu shufta,